Chapter 6. Negotiations. Driving a hard bargain. 6.2. Introduction. Task 10. Now listen to an interview between Mark, an accounting consultant, and Derek, a negotiating expert, sharing his tips to help accountants negotiate higher fees. Complete each gap in the table below with one correct word.
Derek, you're known as Mr. Negotiator. What are the fundamental issues to keep in mind when seeking to reach an agreement with clients over fees?
These days, accountants, in common with many other service providers, are faced with clients who do not like to be quoted hourly rates. Clients consider these to be arbitrary and depend on too many factors outside the client's control. So, ensuring that the client understands the value they're getting and the work involved goes a long way to getting a sensibly negotiated win-win fee.
Often a prospective client will be comparing one accountant's fee with another. Presumably, it's important to ensure that they are comparing like with like.
Absolutely. One way of doing this is to give them a choice of service levels and let them choose.
Makes sense. I know a lot of accountants who do this.
I recommend three options. You might call them the gold, silver, and bronze options. This utilizes the power of three, which of course means the client has a choice of which service he uses. And the contrast principle will come into play, which makes the silver option look much better value compared to the more expensive gold. 1. Gold. This would be an all-embracing service for business owners, including a number of meetings and advice across the year. 2. Silver. This might be the standard added value service with a once-a-year meeting, etc. 3. Bronze. Just completing the basic paperwork and filings with no advice or meetings.
What about when the accountant simply proposes a fee and the prospective client balks at the sum quoted?
I call the term flinching in win-win, and it's handling the flinch with a justification that is important. This is when you go into overdrive, telling the client what they are getting and why it is good value for all the value-added services and how they will benefit from these.
Thanks, Derek. Now, what about when a client disputes a fee that's either higher than they expected, or they simply don't want to pay the outstanding balance over and above any monthly installments?
You basically have three choices. And don't forget, when you're negotiating, it's a good plan to work out what the three choices are to clear your thinking. 1. Play hardball and insist on being paid. 2. Explain the issues and give a small discount as a one-off. 3. Concede the amount for relationship reasons. The best option is the middle one in year one, if you think preserving a win-win relationship with this client is a good idea. Make sure you signpost the charges so it doesn't happen again. However, remember that some people think negotiating is a game and will always try it on to get more from you. Year two, it's much easier to stand firm and remind the client what you did for them in year one.
On a related point, I know many clients are hesitant to raise their fees each year. Once a few years have passed, the increase they really want will become a more significant figure. Any suggestions as to how they could address this with clients?
I think it's better to raise your fees annually in line with inflation, as everyone understands that. If you leave your fees the same for too long, your clients may assume that costs have come down in your profession or that your fees were out of line in the first place. When the fee hike comes, there is bound to be trouble. Little and often, less is more is usually better.
Finally, Derek, please, can you share your top three tips that accountants can use for power negotiating with their clients?
Yes, of course, Mark. Tip 1. Refer to a higher authority whenever practical. This tactic enables you to link it to good guy, bad guy, and often keeps conflict out of the relationship. Let me give you an example. I would love to agree to your request, Mark, but I have agreed with my colleagues that we won't discount our prices beyond what we're doing for you. So sadly, I'm unable to go any further. Tip 2. By starting high and signposting that you might be able to come down, you may achieve more than if you just start low. You can use word softeners like "for this piece of work" and "for all we do for you," spelt out. Our normal fee would be... See how they react to this. If they're likely to flinch, consider in advance how much you might be prepared to move. But do not volunteer to do so until they flinch. Tip 3. If you quote a fixed fee, beware of scope creep, which is when you do extra for the client outside of the agreed arrangement. It's always more difficult to agree a fee for extra work after the event. Flag extras at the time and be clear what you're doing and not doing for the fee.
Many thanks, Derek. I'm sure our readers will find that very helpful.